I understand that all the jokes will be told about Gadi. So I want to start with something which is not a joke, but you know, kind of something that you say in the last session. Yeah. You know. Gadi tells us that we have to understand that journalists have to tell us interesting stories rather than the stories that we would love them to tell. So I think his best example is about, suppose you're a peace activist and you're convinced that some peace negotiation or a meeting between somebody and some other person is the most important and wonderful thing that has ever happened, and you want the journalist to break the news, but the journalist has to sell a juicy story, so the parameter won't be whether it's good for the nation or good for the world that something happened, but rather whether it's interesting. So I'm going to say an interesting thing about Gadi, because I'm his pupil and I'm going to be a good pupil. And the question is, why does everybody call Gadi Professor Gadi rather than Professor Walsfeld? And you would think that because his family name is unbearable and that it's very difficult to pronounce, let alone spell it. But I think that the truth that everybody comes to say, you know, do you know where the room of Professor Gadi is, or and so on, or Professor Gadi taught us that, is that he's so charming and people like to call him by his first name because it's nice. The same doesn't go for Mr. Netanyahu, who is called Bibi, but anyway. Okay, so that's the interesting thing. The reason it's interesting is because when an academic is charming, that's interesting. And this I say as a dean. Okay. The fact that Gadi is leaving us is both very, 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 very sad and very, very, very happy in a way. It's very sad because Gadi has been the responsible person around here, and he's been a leader. And you know, when you have these departmental meetings, and I happen to be in the same department of political science with him, and you have these departmental meetings, and everybody wants to talk, and everybody gets a chance to talk, but not everybody gets a chance to be listened to. And when Gadi talks, everybody listens carefully. So in that sense, it's very sad that he's going. It's very sad that he's going because he's been an example in terms of research. You know, 5 books and dozens of papers and books with the best publishers and, you know, everything that you would love to do yourself. And a very sought after supervisor as well. But the fact that he's leaving is good in a way because it gives us an opportunity to at last tell him what we want to tell him, that we adore him and love him so much, and that we appreciate his work very much. And I can say as a dean that Gadi has been one of the leaders in the faculty. But I think that both as dean and as colleague, I want to say something much more important, that it's not only that Gadi has been a leader and an example academic in academic terms and collegial terms, but also that Gadi is such a wonderful person that we all love so much. And so I want to say thank you, Gadi, for all your ease, and enjoy your time, and always come back. You're always welcome here, huh? Don't forget, this is your home. And I want to say many, many thanks to those who initiated and organized this